You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Businesses on I-81 just north of Syracuse and the county legislators that represent them are continuing to insist that a high-speed highway be maintained through the city. They're urging residents and others to speak out against the state's recommendation last week of a community grid to replace the aging viaduct that cuts through downtown. Legislator Judy Tassone stood in front of dozens of workers from hotels on 7th North Street to make her point.
If the hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and the mall lose business from the New York State DOT recommendation of a community grid, hundreds of jobs will be lost.
But Tassone couldn't provide scientific research to back up that claim. Some hotel owners have, however, looked into the impact on tax revenue generated for the town, county, and city of Syracuse if I-81 through traffic is rerouted to I-481. Carmen Emmy is with Homewood Suites.
These hotels represent 18% of the total supply in Syracuse, New York. And we produce 23% of the room occupancy tax revenue. So we're relevant to the whole area.
Salina officials are especially concerned about the potential hit to their tax base. They're projecting $300,000 in lost revenue if the grid plan goes through and a 50% drop in assessed value of properties on 7th North, Brewerton, and Old Liverpool Roads. The state is at least a year away from making a final decision. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.